final and yet another breach of fairness, which is platinum citizenship, as advocated by Tim Geithner and his predecessors and everybody else. So the Tea Party shows up and they say, this is nonsense. We're not doing this. Now, the Tea Party, that energy, that upwelling of energy, that rejection of that unfairness rapidly became a political vehicle for all sorts of interests that had nothing to do with what the Tea Party started on. And you don't have to look any further than the Tea Party's refusal to actually engage the banks. I'm sitting here as an anchor at MSNBC. I'm like, oh, man, when the bank reform comes, the Tea Party is going to be on their throats. There's no way they're going to be able to get away with this. Nowhere. And so you get this first rejection of a Tea Party. Then you also have the Obama wave, which is Obama's going to fix. President Obama will fix this. Senator Obama will become president and he will fix this. Didn't happen. I believe the occupation is like the third wave. Think of it like sets of waves of energy or hands at a blackjack table. The origins of the occupation, which I don't know, I don't know if anybody will ever ultimately know, I think are less, for me, are less relevant than the energy of the rejection of unfairness that is being continued to be expressed either through the support of President Obama and his candidacy, which was the perception that that would get fix it, the emergence of the Tea Party before it was co-opted, and now the Occupy movement, which honestly, that if history is any indication, the Occupy movement won't go anywhere either, by the way, but you will continue to see waves of rejection of unfairness because the world is so transparent now that everybody can see it. Everybody knows the problem. The problem is our government is bought. The Democratic Party is bought. The Republican Party is bought. That's not an opinion. Remember, 94% of the time, this is a fact, 94% of the time, the candidate who raises the most money wins. That is not a democracy. That is an auction. So